It's no wonder some immigrants in Arizona and elsewhere would think twice before filling out their census forms. But for anyone who hasn't mailed in their form by today, there is a chance of a personal visit from a census worker. The Census Bureau will start making those visits next month to households that it hasn't heard from. The World's Marina Giovanelli reports on how the Bureau is faring in its efforts to make the process seem friendly and worthwhile for immigrant communities.
So far, so good. That's how this year's census is going in the view of Phil Sparks. He heads censusproject.org, a group that advocates for a fully inclusive census. Sparks says compared to this point in the last census in 2000, returns are ahead of the game.
I think that's because the Census Bureau has really made an effort to try to target hard-to-count populations across the United States and make sure that they participate in this Census 2010.
Hello?
This announcement in the Laotian language was produced by a community group with encouragement from the Census Bureau. Some foreign-born Laotians, like many immigrants, are reluctant to participate in the census. In some cases, immigration status is an issue in their minds, even though there's no mention of it in the census form. That's where videos like this one come in. It urges people to fill out their form so their community gets its fair share of the government pie. The Census Bureau's budget for foreign language media is up more than 20% from the last census. But some cultural norms are unlikely to be swayed by radio and TV ads. Sahid Fahia is preparing some of his fellow Somalis now living in Minnesota for knocks on their doors from census workers. He says many Somalis will be suspicious.
For a long time in our history, governments did not come to the countryside and intrude on their people's lives.
Fahia says in Somalia, it's very rare for anyone to do a head count. It's bad luck to be counted. He says people believe it reduces the value of the individual.
So being counted is so personal to Somalis. There's a lot of explaining to do.
Fahia is trying to change that mindset, and he's working closely with community leaders and mosques. Frequently, Fahia has long visits with Somali elders, men whose role it is to voice the collective concerns of their communities. Some regions of the country are so far outperforming the 2000 census, but Phil Sparks from censusproject.org says other areas aren't.
One particular area in Texas gives you a good example of what the challenge is on the border areas as they face Mexico, and that would be El Paso County.
Many streets in the county are nameless, and many houses have no address, not to mention what Sparks calls a deep aversion from Central and South American immigrants in El Paso County to make any contact with the government.
In the first wave of mailings a few weeks ago, the Census Bureau probably missed thousands of residences there, and it's a good example of why we need to do door-to-door follow-up.
Many of the census workers doing that follow-up will be from El Paso. They'll be able to navigate the jumble of unpaved roads, and they'll speak Spanish. Language is key. The Census Bureau has translated flyers and posters into 28 languages. That's up from 17 a decade ago. Quynh Vong works with Vietnamese immigrants in Northern California.
Here's the first time in history that the Census Bureau is trying to have the form in Vietnamese.
But the Vietnamese language census form has its problems.
I was horrified to find that the word census was translated into Điều tra, which means investigate the population.
The idea of being investigated by the government did not go over well with Vietnamese immigrants, many of whom have memories of an oppressive communist regime.
I was 11 when the communists came in, and as a child, you know, the memories are still very vivid in my mind. So I can imagine the older generations, as soon as they hear these things, they are just going to get so scared that they won't open the door to census at all.
After Vong pointed out the offensive language to the Census Bureau, it immediately launched a damage control operation. Tens of thousands of census forms had already been printed, but all subsequent promotional material used a different translation. So what does Vong say to the Vietnamese community to smooth over the gaffe? She says, yes, the Census Bureau made a mistake, but at least it's making an effort. For The World, I'm Marina Giovanelli.